Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Thank you so much for joining us. This is my favorite time of year. Black History Month has arrived, and with it comes the 27th Annual Pan-African Film and Arts Festival, two of the best weeks in all of L.A. for the whole year. And joining us on the phone right now is co-founder of the festival and executive director, Ayuko Babu. How you doing, Babu?
Morning. Excited and full of energy and ready to have magic all over the planet, come around the world. The festival starts tonight with a fantastic film, Amazing Grace. The sister Aretha Franklin did a fantastic concert years ago and put an album out called Amazing Grace. We have the complete film of that concert with Reverend James Cleveland, her father, Reverend Franklin. You had Sister Claire Ward in the audience. You had Mother Ward, who started the Claire Ward Singers. They were all there to cheer her on and to support her. Plus, this was the 60s. You know, as we say, called the 60s. It starts in 1955 with Montgomery and Dr. King's bus boycott and ends about the end of the Vietnam War and Muhammad Ali and his battle against the war. So in that period, we were at the height of our consciousness, the height of our beauty, the height of our spirit and energy, and Aretha embodied that. So she is there in her full sense of the word, of her spiritual, cultural consciousness, and it's the concert that many believe, and I believe it's her greatest concert, greatest album she's ever done.
Oh, no question. Yeah, and you know, this album, the biggest selling gospel album ever, many people are aware of the album, but did not know that this concert footage existed even, you know?
Exactly. We were happy when we got an opportunity to screen it. It is just as vivid and just as vital as the album itself, and she's fantastic. And as I said before, she had all her spiritual leaders in her tradition. The Claire Ward Singers were there. Reverend James Cleveland was there. The whole thing.
We are talking to Ayuko Babu this morning about the 27th Annual Pan-African Film and Arts Festival. The events are going to be held at the Cinemark Rave 15 Cinema in Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza, which will also be the site of the Arts Festival. And this is just a really great event in our community. People come out to see these films because there are so many. They come from around the world, and I'd love to hear some of the highlights. You always have some that are special ones for you, because I know you cull a large, incredible number of films to come up with the ones that are going to be featured here. So what are you liking this year, Babu?
Well, we have, especially for your audience, we have a fantastic film called Blue Note Records, Beyond the Notes. There's a brand new documentary on how Blue Note was created. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, all those giants on the label. And it's an experience that you'll never forget by listening and talking, hear the musicians talking about the music, talking about the experience at Blue Note and how that record company was produced. And it's a fabulous film. And you see performances by Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, etc. It's called Blue Note Records, Beyond the Notes. Fabulous, fabulous film. That's one that has really excited me. There's another film that we have called Boss, The Black Experience in Business, by Stanley Nelson, the award-winning director for PBS. And this is looking at our entry into business, black folks' entry into business, coming out of the Civil War and post-Reconstruction. And it goes from 1860s, 1870s, down to the present. So you get a real sense and understanding of our struggle to establish businesses. You hear a lot of wisdom and insight from folks passed on from the very beginning of how you do and how you put business together and the experiences challenges we have over the years. It's a very, very important film called Boss, The Black Experience in Business.
I know you also always have favorites from some of the international films that you have, which is one of the really special things about the Pan-African Film Festival, is that we get a chance to see films that were made all over the world. And it's kind of like taking a trip without leaving home.
It is. That's exactly what it is. One of the films that has really excited me, a film called Dry. Young filmmaker, her name is Stephanie Okereke, is a huge star in Nigeria. She's here with the film, and she'll be screening it at the festival 3 times. Story of a young African doctor who goes back home to begin to deal with some of the problems that young girls have as a result of being forced into marriage with older people. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but it's a fabulous film that looks at that experience of the trauma that these girls go through physically and mentally in terms of these arranged marriages. And this lady's involved in trying to deal with that and heal that and work in that. And it's a feature film. It's not a documentary, so it's about her own, you know, transformation as a person and as a physician to deal with these experiences. It's called Dry, and it's going to be screening 3 times. It's something that definitely should not be missed.
Yeah, the schedule for this is very important. If you go to, as Babu mentioned, paff.org, you'll see some incredible coverage of the films. You can click on the trailers. You can plan out your 11 days at the festival, because you do need to plan, because you want to make sure that you catch the films you really, really want to see. What else do you like that's coming from the diaspora?
Another film from Jamaica. So we go around the world. It's a film called Sprinter by a brother named Storm, a young filmmaker from Jamaica, who is a feature film, not a documentary. It's a story about a young brother named Akeem, who's a 17-year-old Rastafarian teenager who's also a great track star, a great runner. He's becoming a great, great runner. And his goal is to be able to run so good, so well, that he gets a chance to go to the World Youth Championships in Philadelphia so he can see his mother.
Mm-hmm.
His mother has been in the United States for 10 years, over 10 years, and they have not been able to reunite back with the mother because of the illegal immigration status. She came to the States as a guest worker, then decided to stay because she knew her family needed the kind of money that she could make here. But in the process of that situation, she ends up not being able to get back home. He couldn't get back to her. So it's about another aspect of the immigration story, because you never see and hear about this kind of problem going on. And you don't hear about much black immigration. So it's about him aspiring to run fast enough to get there. And then when he finally gets there, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different situation. And trying to keep the family together in spite of the tensions that come about through this kind of immigration and disruption of immigration. It's a beautiful, insightful film from Jamaica called The Sprinter.
You know, in addition to all the great films and wonderful talkback events, there are interviews going on, panels, all of this you'll find at paff.org. But one of the highlights really is the Arts Festival, because artisans come from all over the world, really, and bring their wares to Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza and set up there in kiosks. And it is so much fun, and you can see so much beautiful work in there. Like, I do all my Christmas shopping, you know, in February.
Absolutely. We have 5 incredible fine artists from Nigeria that have come in with their paintings, with their sculptures. It's incredible. And we have a couple of people who've come in from the Caribbean that are painters and sculptors and great jewelers. Karen Roach, one of the great jewelers in the States, is there. It's really worth the time to take a stroll through that fine art show inside the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza, upstairs and downstairs, and spend a few hours, because you got an opportunity to see and buy and experience some of the world great artists.
The Pan-African Film Festival has found its home there at Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza, and we are just happy about it. It seems to really accommodate everything that you're doing with the festival very well. And it's important for that community, I believe, to have the festival there. Talk a little bit about that and the partnership that you've made with the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza and that whole area in general.
We made a decision a long time ago that it was important to be in the community And so it gives us an opportunity to have these experiences of seeing great films and experiencing wonderful art without having to go too far to another side of town, experience it inside the Black community. Also, the artists and the filmmakers also like to be inside the Black, because they make the films for us, and they feel much more comfortable when they're in a Pan-African Film Festival as opposed to when they're across town or when they're in Palm Springs or Santa Barbara Film Festival, etc. So it gives them energy to talk about the films more, energy to do more paintings, more sculptures. So it's a wonderful synergy between the community and the artists and the filmmakers that takes place for 10 days. And one of the things about film festivals that's different from the regular film-going experience, you get a chance to talk to the writers, the directors, the costume designers. Last year we had Ruth Carter came in and spent the afternoon talking about how she's one of the great designers, costume designers in Hollywood. And she talked about how she put together the costumes for Black Panther. And that's an incredible opportunity. And we also screened Black Panther last year. So we have people like that coming in and giving that opportunity to folks that are right there in the community. And the synergy and the experience, people are very happy to be there. We had a couple years ago, Denzel came and spent four hours at the festivals and doing a discussion, then going around to the art show and going to look at films, because this is where you get a chance to see Black films from all over the world in one setting. So for actors and artists and writers, it's a wonderful experience. This is where you can buy, you know, art that you have to go all around the world to buy. And so it's a wonderful, exciting experience. And we're very happy with Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza. And by the way, it's now owned by Capri, a Black investment house in Chicago, who's also committed to this. And they have made a decision to keep the parking free.
Oh, that is so fantastic. That is a very important part of it, you know, that people can, there's ample parking there. And it means that when you come in, you know, it just makes experience so much better, you know.
You can sit down and just kind of relax and go around the world in 10 days. We start at 9 o'clock in the morning and end about 11 or 12 in the evening. So it's something that should not be missed. And a couple of things I do not want to forget, but I'll tell you a couple of other good films that people should really look out for. One is called Rattlesnakes from the UK and from Ghana, starring Jimmy Jean-Louis. For those who don't know that name, you'll remember him when I tell you. He played the Nigerian in Fat Girl with Monique.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody says yes. He's a very striking, handsome. He also played Toussaint Ouattara in the film on the Haitian Revolution. He plays a life coach, and of course, your listeners are very interested in life coaches. You know, everybody's talking about we need a life coach. Well, he plays a professional life coach, helping people deal with their trauma and get past the Trump era. And so he has a clientele of these ladies. He's coaching, helping them work through their problems. And one day he's going about his business, and he gets kidnapped by three husbands of his patients. And they're convinced that he's sleeping with the ladies.
Okay. I'm intrigued about Rattlesnakes.
That's why I want to go see it. It's an incredible story. He ends up trying to deal with all these confusions among men. So it's called Rattlesnakes. Don't miss it. And the director is Julius Amadumi. Is a Ghanaian English young brother, great director, and starring Jimmy Jean-Louis from Haiti.
I tell you, we are so looking forward to all of it. At the Pan-African Film Festival, you will find not only film, you'll find comedy, you'll find music. There's a Saturday morning children's festival. There's a Senior Connections opportunity, films that seniors can see for free. You can book groups for students. It's a wonderful opportunity to bring in groups of young people so that they can get a chance to be exposed to these great films. And you can get discount packages to see a number of films. and save a little bit of money on those as well. But I tell you what, the movies that you're going to be watching later this year are at the Pan-African Film Festival over the next 11 days. You can see them first. You can get all the details and purchase your tickets as well by visiting paff.org. And once again, Babu, I just have to thank you for the work that you do on this festival. I know that the moment that this thing ends, you'll be starting on next year's festival the next day. So
absolutely. First, let me say, it's a privilege. It's work, but it's a privilege to be a part of all of these wonderful stories in fine art and in film. And it's a blessing to be around all this incredible energy. Before we go, I just want to mention two films that people really need to see. One is called Where Hands Touch, which is a story about an African-German girl who comes of age during the time of Hitler in Germany. And we don't even know about that story. We don't know about those group of black folks who lived and were trapped in Germany, who were half African, half German. It's a fabulous film starring an incredible young actress who you've seen her many times, Amandla Steinberg, who recently was in The Hate That Loves. I can't remember the name of the film that she was in. The Hate You Give. Well, she's the star of this film, directed by Amma Asante from Ghana in England. And it's an unbelievable story that is it's beyond words. Don't miss Where Hands Touch, African-German girl. We don't even know about those black folks. And the story, it's a feature film. She came of age at the time of Hitler. And the last film I want to mention is called A Whale, W-A-L-E, Whale Like Me, by Malcolm Wright. This is Richard Wright's grandson. He's done a documentary that took him 10 years to make. He had a dream about whales. And he tried to figure out, well, why am I dreaming about whales? He decides to follow this dream, and he goes around the world examining our relationship between species, between us. We always examine our relationship between other human beings. Very soon we look at our relationship between animals and ourselves. In this case, he uses whales as a metaphor, and he goes and swims all over the world with the whales, talks to them, experiences with them. He goes to where people are hunting whales in Japan, and asked him to go swimming with him down in the South Pacific. It's an experience that you will not forget because you have never had that kind of insightful experience that we're really dealing with other people. You know, we all come of age as children. We stamp on ants and we go down the sidewalk. So I said, well, don't stop. Let the ants live. And now he raises all these questions with this incredible, intelligent species that have a family structure very similar to ours, and it took him 10 years to go all over the world and swim with all of them to begin to bring this to us so we can rethink about our relationship to the other species. Well, like me, don't miss that from Australia.
Well, we are looking forward to all of it. Visit paff.org for details on the festival, and also visit our website, 947thewave.com. We'll be posting daily picks for the festival as we do every year. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Can't wait to see it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.